It is so good to have you with us right here on EWTN Radio. Hope you can stay the entire broadcast. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. The show team, Matt, Jeff, Rich are all in place. And the only one that we need to hear from now and have you join on in the show is you on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Everything's going well? Good, good. You look great. I like is that a red shirt you're wearing?
It is, yeah.
Nice, nice. Like Holy Spirit red. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jerry, here's the topic today for our Take Two family to weigh in on, and we need your help. So listen up, take a few minutes to kind of, you know, absorb it and see how you can weigh in and share your story. It helps others. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We need your help, though. It's a live call-in show, so you make it what it is each and every day. Here is the question. Would you rather be slightly late or super early? Okay, think about your life, think about your events, your work requirements, your, school, anything like that, your errands, anything, things that you have to show up for, right? Would you like to be would you rather be slightly late, you know, make that entrance, you know, a couple minutes after the time that it's, that you set, 12 noon, we all have to meet and you'd like to, you know, you kind of show up at 12:05 or 12:08, right? Or super early. Do you get there early and you sit in the parking lot and you wait and a few people go into the meeting and then you go in and you're right on time and because you were super early. And you'll see how this weighs into your spirituality. So tell us where you're at in life. Maybe you were a person that was always running late and now you're super early. I spoke to one of our listeners late last night and they were sharing that they've come to realize that they would rather be early. You'll see where we're going with this, but you have to weigh in and tell us where you're at. Slightly late or super early, start dialing. Here's the number, 833-288-3986.
Okay, best time to call is right now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Again, a very simple question. What is your personality, your makeup? You know, are you somebody who maybe you're not uncomfortable arriving to some places a little bit late? If you're like me, you like to be super early, Deb. I will just put it right out there. You know,
really?
Especially if you have to wait in a line for something. I thought about confession, for example, in relation to this show. And if you're there slightly late, you still get in because, I mean, the confessions say they start at noon. You get there at 12:05, you're going to be number 25 in line to go to confession. So I'd rather get there and spend that time, the same amount of time probably, but I'd rather spend it waiting and be first in line. So I'm kind of a super early type myself.
Well, that is so true about confession. I have to tell you, our confessions start here on Saturdays at like 2:30. And I show up at 2 o'clock and the church isn't even unlocked. And I'm standing outside we live in Arizona and it's pretty hot and the sun is everywhere. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to get super burned for 30 minutes before I even get into the church. But I want to be one of the first because what always gets me nervous, Jerry, I have to tell you, this about confession. It makes me nervous that if I go there and I'm in line, you know, sometimes if they have, there's the Saturday masses, right? What happens if Father is, has to get ready for mass and then he kind of cuts the confession line and, you know, it would be my luck. It would be right there where he would say, nope, no more today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to happen, right?
Well, that inevitably is going to happen unless we have the beautiful reality of a parish with multiple priests so that the one hearing confessions doesn't have to dash out and go get vested for mass. But I once had a pastor, actually, who literally started mass late. Every mass was late. The parishioners, we used to kind of joke about it. You know, we called it the ish mass, the 8 a.m.-ish mass or the noonish mass. Wonderful priest, though. But anyway, yeah, so I'm a super early guy. You know that saying, though, Debbie, they say if you're on time, you're late. Some people who are very strict about punctuality will say that. If you are right on time to class, you're late.
You're late. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, we've got our Take Two family weighing in. John and Gigi weighed in. They said they're super early. Our wonderful dear friend Kay said, I always choose to be early. I love that, Kay. Way to go. That is awesome. I like that. I choose to be early. You know, that's really important. And you know, listen, we're not going to pick on you, okay? If you're running late, we're not going to say, what's the matter with you? Why are you doing that? We just want to, you'll see how this works into our spiritual lives. You'll see it. Because I think there's a connection, Jerry. I'm going to just say this right up front. I think there's a connection with folks that truly choose to be early. And I think they have maybe, I'm just going to put this out there, maybe they have a better prayer regimen, maybe a better prayer discipline. What do you think of that, Jerry? Oh, you were just about to take a drink of water. Okay, put that water down.
Yeah, no. So you were asking me if I think that there's a connection between people who like to be super early and having more disciplined prayer life and things like
yes.
that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that very well may be the case. I don't know. You know, everybody's different. And a lot of people, you know, are just kind of free spirits, and being a few minutes late doesn't bother them. It depends on what it is. I mean, if you get to Mass, for example, you know, when the gospel's been read already, then you've really kind of missed Mass. So I think it's relative to what it is that you're late to or early for. I think there are some things you just really need to be disciplined and be punctual. Other things are probably a little bit looser than that. So we're getting a lot of participation here, but we have one line still open, Deb.
We do. And so we need you to fill that line at 833-288-3986. Or you can weigh in on social media. We're waving to you on YouTube, Facebook. You can text us like Kay and Gigi and John did. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. One open phone line for you if you feel that tug in your spirit. Let's talk about it. The reason why I was making that connection, Jerry, is because I noticed in my life, I used to be late and now I'm super early, and I noticed my whole prayer life has changed as well. So it was together. So it was kind of interesting. That happened in my life, but maybe it's not happening in yours. But let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. Again, here's the question. Would you rather be slightly late or super early? Let's talk about it.
So good to have you with us each and every day here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Today talking about, would you rather be slightly late or super early to commitments that you have to show up for? 833-288-3986. And we are so blessed to be able to follow Johnette Williams on the radio schedule here at EWTN with her show Women of Grace. And it's a great blessing to be able to tell you about Johnette's new book from EWTN Publishing, Graceful Living, Meditations to Help You Grow Closer to God Day by Day. With Johnette, you'll be able to explore the timeless wisdom of the church. You will have daily reflections that will prompt you to delve deeper into your prayer life and self-examination. Johnette shares pearls of wisdom from the great men and women who have gone before us, saints, doctors of the church, holy men and women designed to also help you grow closer to God. Graceful Living by Johnette Williams. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Buy Catholic. Shop EWTNRC.com.
No surprise, full phone lines, call in and keep them full the entire hour. That would be great. And we can have a robust discussion about, would you rather be slightly late or super early? Number to dial is 833-288-3986. And leading this discussion is Dan, San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Dan. Thanks for being first up here on Take Two.
Well, thank you, and good morning. I'd like to say that I am always super early, and I learned this from my dad. We used to go super early to, let's say, to church, or we'd go get his car fixed or get new tires or go anywhere. And we found about 80% of the time there's always somebody there that needs some fellowship, that has no place else to go and nobody to talk to. So there's been so many times where we've been able to fellowship and pray with other people.
Fantastic. Wow, that is great thinking. And God bless your dad for doing that and imparting that to you, Dan. You're absolutely right. We need to be open, I think, to those spontaneous, impromptu moments when God is going to want to use us or speak to us in a certain way. So I think that's really fantastic. Debbie, what do you think?
I think that is amazing. And those, like you said, spontaneous encounters, I think that's where the Holy Spirit moves. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dan, that in those moments that it's kind of time that you didn't plan on, you know, it's this extra time of waiting, right? Of waiting. It just seems that God puts those people in your path that you can be, that you can interact with and have a real Holy Spirit moment where two or more gathered, you know, like you're saying, praying or something like that. I totally agree. And I think it's very, very important. And now I will tell you, I just want to say this because we're getting a lot of calls and you guys are so funny at the Take Two family. You're kind of defending both sides. I used to be late. I used to show up late. Not that I planned on it. I tried to show up early, but for some reason I would either be right on time or a couple minutes after. And it bothered me greatly. And I couldn't seem to correct that. And when I finally did after 45 years, I found that those spontaneous encounters, Dan, happened as well. So I think there's something to that.
Well, I agree. And another thing, I used to be very shy. And so obviously at a very early age, I got over that quickly.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thanks for not being too shy to call in, Dan. We appreciate you joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
833-288-3986. Question between being a little bit late or super early to our obligations and commitments. 833-288-3986. We go to Edwin in San Antonio, and Edwin is listening to the program on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Edwin. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Sure. Doing good. Thanks.
Hey, so I'd rather be super early than slightly late. And another thing is I learned I really don't rush anything. So if I'm going to be late, I just won't show up.
Oh, interesting. So but you chill about
early.
It. You're like, yeah.
Yes. You know what? To be honest, too, the other day I was rushing to church, St. Leo's, to go speak with the father, you know, just to go hang out with him for a little bit. And I was at a red light, and I was talking to my guardian angel, like, hey, I'm rushing, and I never do it. I'm going to church. And I got pushed through a red light as it was turning green, and I felt like I ran over something. I looked in my rearview mirror, and a car was plowing through all the other cars right behind me and got pushed right out of the way by my guardian angel.
Oh, my.
So that's why it just reminded me. That was last week, so don't rush anywhere, please. Be careful, guys, out there on the street. So anyway, when you're super early, you have a super lot of extra time to do good. I'll usually catch up on emails, stuff that I might be behind on or might be late on, so I could spend time doing that on my emails or calling the family and checking in on everybody and seeing how everyone's doing. You know what I mean? So plenty of good to do when you're early. Yeah.
Wow. I like this. What do you think, Jerry?
No, I think it's right. It's similar to the last call. And, you know, it sounds like you, Edwin, have given a lot of thought to this. And that story that you just shared about, you know, your vehicle and perhaps you personally being spared in that accident by your guardian angel. That's pretty. What's that?
You're definitely right. I look around. I've been pulled over because I actually ran over someone's headlight that actually, when the car hit, the headlight went flying ahead of me. That's how far it went. And I ran over. So that's why I stopped. Like, what did I do? What I hit? I looked in my rear mirror, and it was a police chase. And the car went. But, you know, me and my guardian angel, we're tight like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's music to Debbie's ears, Edwin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm smiling from ear to ear, Edwin. I love that. You know, I don't know how often you listen to the show, but I have for a long time devoted a lot of time to learning about the angels and cultivating my relationship with my guardian angel. So I love the way you said I'm tight with my guardian angel. I love that. I almost burst into laughter, a joyous laughter over that, Edwin. I think it's awesome. And that's a good thing. I wish everybody could be like you and have that tight relationship with their guardian angels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but remember, it also says, let nothing disqualify us from heaven, not even the angels, worship of angels. So remember, God is always you know, the most, she's the only one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, mm-hmm. besides the Trinity, of course, the Trinity. So, yes, but no, but yes, you got to get your relationship with your guardian angel, definitely. She's there for us. You know what I mean? Amongst, of course, all the other spirit guides and whatnot. But, hey, I love your show, guys. St. Leo's Catholic Church in the South Side. We got to represent my prayer warriors, which is they do a rosary on Zoom at 7 p.m. every night for all of America. And it's a group cool. about 10 wonderful ladies and sometimes myself when I can get in. They call themselves the prayer warriors. I tell them how grateful I am that they're praying, because we all know that, you know, it's most important that rosary, you know, get us all into heaven. You dig?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen.
So,
the power of the rosary. Yeah. Thank you, Edwin. Thank you so much. Would you remember the Take Two family when you joined that Zoom rosary?
Take Two family? Yes. Well, yeah. Actually, I got two of the prayer warriors with me right here, and they're on it. Got you.
Oh, okay. Take Two family. Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks,
Edwin.
So
thank them for us as well, too. All right. What a great call. And
that
love,
was wonderful.
He's real, I love the way he says, I'm tight with my guardian angel.
Yep.
And it just shows us, Debbie, what the resources that we do have as Christians, as Catholic Christians, guardian angels, patron saints. We've got the Holy Trinity. We've got the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph. Mm-hmm. What else? We've got all the choirs of angels. We've got all of the saints. We have so many great resources to help us get to heaven. Let us tap into each and every one of them as often as we can.
I agree. We have that heavenly support. Absolutely. You're not alone. Okay, let's hear what Amanda has to say. And Amanda is a first-time caller from Ohio, listening on Ave Maria Radio, the website. Hi, Amanda. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You bet. So tell us, super early or slightly late?
Well, first of all, thank you for bringing up this topic, because I, like, love to be early, but I never really do what it takes in order to accomplish that. So it's like I always end up being in a rush, which then you're never at peace when you're in a rush. And my anxiety goes through the roof. I've gotten to places where I've been so late that I couldn't get myself to go in. So I am so glad that you brought this up, because, you know, you don't think about it that often, but when you really, you know, think about the benefits of being early, it's something worth, you know, striving for sure.
Right. I would love to comment on this, because it goes back to Edwin's call. I don't know if you were listening, Amanda, to Edwin, but,
yes.
You know, okay, he was spot on when he said that, you know, just to kind of chill, you know, because the stress of trying to get there early or to try and get there on time, it causes us that you know, that anxiety, the like you said, the lack of peace. And I so agree with what he was saying, because when I made the transition about 10, 11 years ago, Amanda, I worked so hard to get there on time, and I would stress myself out to the point where I would almost forget my phone. I'd forget things. I'd be running out the door. I was racing. And I mean, and then they used to say, boy, you're driving fast down the neighborhood. We can see you. And I was racing to get to an appointment. Okay. Now I find myself really, planning each step of the day very intentionally with the help of my guardian angel, and also with having a strong focus on God and God's will. And I changed my prayer structure from nighttime to the morning because of giving, you know, the first fruits to God. I used to pray in the morning, but only in little snippets. Now I make it very, very intentional. And my whole entire schedule has changed, Amanda. I'm early. People say, my goodness, you're here 20 minutes early. You're here 15 minutes early. And it didn't even feel like it. It was effortless. So I don't know if this is why I was trying to make the connection at the beginning of the show. For me, that's what changed for me. And now, I mean, it's pretty amazing. If you knew me 11 years ago and then today, you'd go, wow, she's kind of a different person. What do you think, Jerry? Any comments on that? You know, you've known me for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I know for Debbie, when she has, say, a pledge drive from home, but it's on the East Coast, and she starts at 4 a.m, I know she's always up around 2:30 or 3:00, because I get
You're
emails
right.
from her at
mm-hmm.
that time. Mm-hmm. But Amanda, you know what I do? I back time. I tend to be a back timer, and maybe this is a product of my having, you know, been in radio for almost 42 years, and especially as a DJ when I was my first 10 years. But if I have to be somewhere in the morning, I think, okay, I need to be there at this time. It's going to take me this long to get there. I'm I'm going backwards here. I need to get up. It's going to take me this long to shower, get dressed, have something to eat. So usually I find that I err on the side of caution. I still build in an extra 15 or 20 minutes when I do that. But anyway, we're talking a lot, Amanda. What about you?
Yeah, no, this is great. I love all of this because honestly, I truly believe, obviously, God speaks to us through others. And, you know, it's just, you, like I said, you don't really think about it until you're, you know, you think about the topic that you brought up. It's like, wow, that really is something that could really change the course of my day, which could change the course of my kids' days and my husband's day. You know, it could benefit every single person in my family just by being a little bit more prepared. So I'm so glad that God spoke to me through you all today. So I thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And please be a caller again sometime, will you?
Absolutely. I will continue to listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda. Have a beautiful day.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. That was sweet. I love that call. That was a great call. I want to say something a little bit kind of, it's a little bit out there, so please understand me, folks, when I'm saying this, because I have a strong devotion to the angels. I have actually asked my guardian angel to please give me more time, you know, to do things. And it's amazing how it just seems to work out. And I really believe, going back to what Jerry said, we have such incredible heavenly support that we don't tap into enough. So if you are feeling alone, if you're feeling like no one cares about you, you know, you're just a little speck in the midst of a just an amazing amount of universe, please know you do matter. You matter so much to God, and you have the heavenly support ready, willing, and able to assist you in the journey. Just
beautiful.
Had to say that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another infomercial. I'm like big on infomercials lately.
Yeah. She's promoting the angels again.
That's right.
833-288-3986. Who wants that open line that Amanda was on as we go to John, who is in Toledo, Ohio? John is listening to us on Annunciation Radio. Hello, John. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for the topic. I love this. I have to say that in the past, when I was younger, I was always late for appointments and meeting friends and, you know, various things I was supposed to show up for. And I had a revelation a few years ago when somebody said to me, I was late meeting them for a dinner, and they said to me, "You don't respect me. You showed up late." And that really was a wake-up call for me, because the fact that he thought I didn't respect him and I didn't respect his time, and that was you know, when I started thinking, oh, I better show up for appointments and meeting friends, and I better, start respecting their time, too. Because even when you take your car to the dealer for an oil change, and they say, please let us know if you're not going to show up, because please respect our time. And I thought that was kind of a wake-up call for me. So now I'd like to be early for appointments.
No, that's actually a lesson very well learned, John, and I'm glad that you kind of you took that experience for what it was worth. I'm sure it was probably an uncomfortable moment with that individual that was telling you you weren't respecting his time, but you've actually learned, and you've learned from that and taken it and grown. And reminds me of a story. Two friends of mine, one was going to meet the other one for lunch, and the one who was there at the restaurant, the other one did show up about 15 minutes late, and the one who was waiting for him greeted him. He sat down in the pew and he says, "It's nice to see you. I have to go now." And he got up and left. So, these people do get kind of feeling that way, Debbie. You know, they, yeah. And I think it's natural. You know, if you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, you know, it's good to try to be there, you know, if you can.
Yeah, and I agree. And interesting, John, the trainer that I had for life coaching used to say all the time, you know, if you're going to say you're going to be there, be your word, you know, make every effort to be there on time. So I think it's important. John, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for weighing in and adding to this conversation. We appreciate it. Now go ahead and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Call us.
Well, another vibrant and impactful conversation because of you, the Take Two family, weighing in on our topic today. It is, would you rather be slightly late or super early? Slightly late or super early. Sometimes one or the other just happens to us, but then occasionally we kind of find ourselves maybe often being a little bit late or preferring to be very, very early. So what are your thoughts on this? 833-288-3986. And we'll go back to your takes on the phone. Kent is also in San Antonio listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. San Antonio coming through big today. Hi, Kent.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You guys?
Yeah, doing well.
Good. Good. I like to be early, and it's a habit I got into when I was working in Southern California. I had a job that started at 7 in the morning. I worked in Los Angeles, but I lived in San Bernardino, and it's basically about an hour drive to get to my work location. And at that time, the traffic, if I got on the, I had to leave real early, like 4:30 in the morning. But if I wasn't on the freeway by 4:30, I might not get there for 3 hours, you know, later than for my 7 o'clock set time. And if I left it before 4:30, then I'd get there around 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. And of course, that was a long time before my shift started. I had time to just kind of chill out. So I kind of got into that habit during those days. I prefer going to church a little bit early because, well, first of all, we're in the choir, and I like to be there early because I have to tune my guitar and all that stuff. And it's hard to do that with everybody going like, okay, we're ready to start now. Still tuning.
Right.
So for me, it was once I became Catholic, I started off as a Protestant and married a Catholic. And while she never forced me to become Catholic, she always said, I don't mind going to church with you, but you got to come to Mass with me. And I said, I don't see no problem with that. So I went, and after going to the Mass, and I saw how special it was, especially the Eucharist, I said, I want to be a part of that. And so I ended up going through RCIA and making my profession of faith, and now I'm fully involved in the Catholic Church, and I couldn't be happier.
Beautiful. Wow.
And that's one of the things that I thought, and I, you know, noticed that, well, again, you know, you kind of have to be on time for Mass. You can't just wander in any old time. And so that was good, because I could tend to be somebody that I've been told that I could be late for my own funeral, which wouldn't be a bad thing. But I would rather be early for church. And you have to be prepared, you know, for, you know, to receive God's word in Mass, and all, just like you have to be prepared for confession. And so we have to be there, you know, ahead of time so that that can be done. And so that's kind of what I like to do, and that's why I like to be early.
Well, fantastic, Kent. And as you were talking, I'm very familiar with the San Bernardino, Riverside, Los Angeles, you know, corridor, if you will, from east of LA going in. And I kind of chuckled a little bit when you said, you know, you're about an hour away from work, and then you said, well, I leave at 4:30 to start at 7. So, because an hour's drive does take several hours sometimes in that part of the country.
Yeah.
But as you're talking, you tied in being on time, being early for Mass as well. And as is often the case, Debbie, this won't surprise you, a scripture passage popped into my head, in Matthew 25, the parable of the ten virgins. Remember, some of them, they did not have oil for their lamps, so they went mm-hmm. to get oil, and when they got back, they were what? They were late. And they didn't mm-hmm. get in. So mm-hmm. maybe we should, you know, Kent has a good point here, especially when it refers to our spiritual lives mm-hmm. And going to Mass. It's always a good thing to be there ahead of time. You can take whatever time you're able to meditate and to get, mm-hmm. you know, pre-read the readings and so forth. And we understand, I mean, if you've got 5 or 6 kids you're trying to get ready for Mass, things happen. Yeah. It's not always easy, but I think for most of us, we should try and do that. What do you think, Debbie?
I completely agree. And Kent, I so appreciate your call because it made me think about concerts. You know, people pay, you know, $80, $90, $150 for a concert ticket, right? To go see their favorite band play. And what do they do? Yeah. I know this because I'm one of them when I used to go to concerts, right? You would plan and get there at least 30 minutes ahead of time, maybe even an hour ahead of time. And you're just standing around. You're not doing anything. You're just standing there, but you've got to be there on time. Now you have a seat paid for. Why can't you just show up a couple minutes right before the concert and just slip right in and sit in your seat? You could. You paid for that seat, but most people get there super early. Why aren't we having that same disposition when we are going to see our Lord? I mean, how incredible. I mean, heaven and earth are touching during Mass. I mean, it's an incredible experience. We have our Lord in the tabernacle. Why aren't we rushing to get there? That's interesting. I think that could be a whole nother show, Kent. What do you think?
Sure could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sports games. Yeah, Jerry just texted sports games, too. The same thing with sporting events. People get there super early. What do they call those? The tailgate parties Tailgaters, or something like that? Yeah.
But there's always the fashionably late crowd. You know, they pay $3,000 for a courtside seat and show up about the middle of the second quarter. Anything else, Kent, you want to add?
Well, I think I like the idea of that being a separate show. We could probably also use the idea about how you dress going to Mass, too.
Yeah.
You know, people dress up, go to a party, go to a wedding, go to a quinceañera. They get in their finest clothes, but then when they go to Mass, it's like they're cutoffs and T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have. That's one thing. But, you know, the Lord is inviting you to his supper. You know, somebody that's as important as he has invited you to join them for supper, aren't you going to dress your best when you go there?
Mm-hmm. You will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, absolutely. If you really believe who it is you are meeting, of course you give your very best and you look your very best that you possibly can, right? Because that would be the appropriate thing to do. And you're right. It's interesting. But look, we live in a world where God is put on a shelf somewhere or we don't even think about God. And, you know, let's go a little bit deeper with that. How offensive is that to God? I mean, obviously, we know from a lot of mystics and a lot of holy people have said it's extremely offensive to God. So maybe this is a good time for all of us to kind of, reevaluate where we're at. Right, Jerry?
Yep. Absolutely. Thanks, Kent. We appreciate you joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Kent is a super early guy. What about you, Take Two family, super early or slightly late? Do you have maybe a preference or perhaps even kind of a pattern of either one of those? 833-288-3986. We'll go to our friend Al in Panama City, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Al. Welcome back.
Hi. How are you all today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, being a retired military, we have a little saying, if you're not early, you're late. And it's not only inconsiderate, but it can be rude because it shows a lack of respect for others. Not only could you be causing a scene coming into a scheduled meeting, let's say, or if someone takes a time out of their day to schedule something with you, you're just showing that you really don't care about their time. So, I know circumstances happen that, traffic or whatever, but you set a precedence for yourself. And every day at 1700, which would be 5 o'clock Central Time, we do an online rosary. It's called the Rosary Crew with Keith Nestor. And I'm a moderator for it. And I have certain responsibilities. I took on this responsibility and Keith Nestor trusts me to do it because I have a certain well, he can trust me. And so, when you take on certain responsibilities, it comes with a price. You mm-hmm. have to, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
We used to say 15 minutes early. You know, if we had a watch from midnight till 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. if you're not there 9:45, it's showing disrespect to the person mm-hmm. you're relieving. So So, you know, I think you set a precedent in life on your actions. So, and my wife, she's notoriously late, but she's gotten better since she's married me. And I have attributes that she has helped better in myself. So it's a mutual thing. We feed off each other. And but yeah, I would just say, show others respect and that you care about their time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Al, it's interesting, everything you're saying. I actually learned a lot of this when I was going through life coaching training many years ago. And I will tell you that, you know, in my earlier days when I was late, I wasn't late all the time, but when I was late, I wasn't intentionally trying to be late. I wasn't like lazy and waiting till the last minute. It just seemed like it was a bad rhythm that I was in all the time. Like and if I got there on time or I got there early, I was like, wow, this is so awesome. I made it, you know? So I was actually shocked myself. But now, Al, I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of myself because I am like always early and I love it. I love it. I'm so early. You'll always find me in the parking lot. Jerry knows this. We spoke at an Advent mission and Jerry, where was I? Sitting in the parking lot a good 45 minutes early. I love it. And it's so, it makes me feel very at peace and centered. And I have that time, that extra time to prepare. I'm in a better place mentally, spiritually. It's wonderful because you do have those wonderful spontaneous encounters that happen. So I agree with you, Al. And then the added bonus of really respecting others and their time, I think is just wonderful. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's wonderful that you rubbed off on your wife. And, you know, like you said, she has great things that help you. And that's what marriage is all about. And I love that. What do you think, Jerry?
No, I think it's a fantastic example that Al has shared with us. And the thing that just popped into my mind to add real quickly is, you know, being on time can have its advantages in certain circumstances. I especially like to be very early to dental and medical appointments because there's a chance they can get you in early. So there's a method to my thinking on that. But they appreciate it, you know, the professionals who provide services for us and so forth. So what else, Al? Anything else?
That's it. All I got to say is, you know, I show up about an hour and 15 minutes early for Mass because I say my rosary, but there's just a peace and being able mm-hmm. to look at that tabernacle yes. and just have that time alone with the Lord is beyond, there's no words for it.
Yeah, it's precious. It's precious, Al. It's precious, and people don't realize it, and we're going in the wrong direction. There's so many fellow Catholics that are going in the opposite direction. That's why we have to bring that back, and by you even saying that, Al, you probably have touched many souls today that they're going to go, wait a minute, Al goes there early to spend that precious time with God. I'm going to do that. So thank you for saying that, Al.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
All right, God mm-hmm. bless you too. Yeah, great point. A lot of people, it might be foreign to them. They might think, well, you're there with God the whole hour during Mass. Why do you need an hour before Mass? But
that's right.
It is. It's really that intimate time. And we really can grow exponentially, I believe, in our spiritual lives by not mm-hmm. just going to Mass, being at Mass, you know, 5-10 minutes early, but by also spending that hour or half hour or even 15 minutes ahead of Mass with God.
So true. So true. They see how this weaves into our spirituality, folks. You see how, there's a reason for take two. There's a reason. Let's hear what Chris has to say in San Antonio, Texas, waiting so patiently, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I always show up 10 to 15 minutes early, and part of it, I think, comes from my family is, you know, German American. And so culturally, they, you know, you show up 10 to 15 minutes early. If you're late, that means being 5 minutes early on being on time. You know, my wife's family, she's Filipino, so I don't know if you ever heard of Filipino time. They come, if you say 5 o'clock, that means 5:30. But so when I entered into the workplace in corporate America, well, you know, I had a boss that always showed up late, at least a minute or two late, and I couldn't wrap my head around that until I found out and was told that he purposely does that to show who's the boss. And I talked to several people through the years, and that's actually told to them. And even in the military, the one who's leading the meeting, you always come right on time or late. You don't come early. It's a thing of importance. So, and a lot of people may not realize that they might get it from their friends or their family and stuff, but you are making a statement. When you come late, you're making a statement. I'm number one. It's important. My time is most valuable, and I'm showing up late. And, you know, it's a power trip with a lot of people, and they don't even realize it. And to show up late for Mass, oh, it takes 5 to 10 minutes to settle down at least to show up, you know, right at the time the Mass starts or a few minutes early. Who's uno number one there? You or God? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Tremendous points that you're making, Chris. And, you know, it reminds me of, I mentioned medical and dental appointments earlier. I mean, one can understand, you know, a doctor, for example, you can't pre-plan the time that you're going to be with every patient. It does kind of irk me a little bit that if I'm there 15 to 20 minutes early and then the time of the appointment comes and another half hour to 45 minutes goes by, you know, then it starts to get a little bit frustrating. But I know even in college, I remember moments, you know, instances when, you know, professors would be, you know, late by 5, 10, 15 minutes. And the thought does enter your mind, you know, are they just kind of showing who's boss, this is authority type thing, or are they, you know, genuinely busy? And I think in most cases, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But anyway, Chris has touched upon
if they're the ones leading it, that can be expected, and it could be a thing that they're letting them know who's in charge here. But when one of the students comes late, what are they saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are they?
Yeah,
what
sure.
are they telling the teacher and all the other students? It's all about them, and they may not think that. They may think it's some other thing. But if they really thought and humbled themselves and realized that no, this other person is more important and what they have to say is important, they're going to show up early. I might be wrong, but mm-hmm. they're going to show up early if they really think the other one's most important.
Right. Well, I just want to say one thing, Chris, just because I'm trying to think back of when I was a little bit late at times back in the day, over 10 years ago. I didn't think of myself as more important. I actually thought I failed because I would constantly come in and the first words out of my mouth were, I'm sorry, you know, I ran out of gas, the dog ate my shoe, you know, the typical excuses that one gives when they're running late. I thought of myself as I failed because I came, you know, from Catholic school and everything had to be perfect. And I kind of struggle with that a little bit. So when I didn't make it on time, immediately, I never thought, wow, I'm better than everybody else. I actually thought, boy, I really messed up. So it's interesting that you're saying that.
From that time to now, has your view of authority changed? In other words, and I've had employees to where, you know, we try to figure it out, you know, but most of those employees all had problems with authority. That who are you to tell me what time it's going to be? And even though they may not voice it, it came through in other ways, and so I asked you 10 years ago mm-hmm. and before that, mm-hmm. did you struggle with authority compared to like now and coming in on time?
You know, that's a really good point. I would say yes. I think at that time, that's a really good, wow, that is powerful, Chris. I would say yes, because I was kind of, I felt a little bit oppressed by, you know, some of my upbringing and some of the rules and regulations I always had to adhere to. And so maybe I was kind of like stretching my own independence, maybe. That is excellent. I'm going to have to really take that to prayer. That was brilliant, Chris. What do you think, Jerry? That's interesting angle.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. In fact, we just got a comment on the take2show.com website from Jennifer that kind of touches upon the same thing. She says, I was taught that punctuality is part of having good manners. It says to the person or event, you are important, and time with you is important to me. It is a form of kindness. So,
yeah.
Jennifer, yeah. Just...
And then when they come in late to Mass, where are they going to sit? They're going to sit way, way, way in the back. If that's Jesus there, you know, I went to a private dinner with Trump with about 200 people a couple of years ago, and they put up not a railing, but I guess it was a railing under the cloth. Why? To keep people from getting forward. know, if an important figure comes into the room, you know, if it was a rock star or someone famous, oh, everyone's trying to get around them. Oh, have Jesus come into the place and people sit way in the back. Why would you do that? If this is Jesus, and this is the one you love and worship and you want to be like, wouldn't you go right up to the front as far as you can? I just don't understand it. It just baffles me. Get there late and sit in.
Yeah. You know, Chris, I've always had a running joke that I like to say, and it's actually based on truth, and that is you got to show up early for Mass to get a good seat in the back. So, you know, and you're right. We don't do that with concerts. You know, like Debbie was pointing out earlier, we want to be as close as we can. Of course, we usually have assigned seats, tickets for those. But at other events, you want to be as close to the action as possible. So not that, you know, this is not to say sitting and, you know, back a ways from the altar and the back of the church. None of that is, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's kind of based on the that parable in the Bible where the one sits away in the back, you know, beating his breast and saying, I'm not worthy, you know, so mm-hmm. It could be a sign of humility. But Chris, we're going to let you go on that because we've got some other calls to get to. In fact, Debbie has something to tell you about here in just a moment. But before that, I want to mention that EWTN has Holy Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio and every 2 hours on EWTN Radio. Essentials. So if you're not able to make it to daily Mass or if you're homebound on Sundays, you can still catch Mass right here on EWTN Radio and Television.
Mm-hmm. Chris, if you're still listening, I just want to say you are a deep thinker. I could talk to you all day long. Pretty amazing. Wow, that was eye-opening, your call. Okay, so I want to get to share this. I get to make an executive decision. I'm super excited. We're going to call a part two because we have full phone lines plus, which means you have filled up all the front phone lines and now you're in probably in the back waiting area. So you guys really want to continue to talk about this. And I think it could be helping people to really grow in their faith and grow in their own daily lives of how they conduct themselves. So it's a part two tomorrow. If you don't get on today, please call back tomorrow and you'll be first in line to get on air with us. But we're going to move to Christy in Houston, Texas. Because Christy's waiting so patiently. Guadalupe Radio Network is the way she's listening. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a super early person, and I find it comforting. I was raised that way. My mom and dad were both like that. And I just want to throw out there a saying that I heard years ago to ponder, and it goes like this. It takes the same effort to be early as it does to be late. And just something to think about, to ponder about, you know. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That is a great saying there, and it is so very, very true. I think, you know, it takes a tiny bit of discipline to be, you know, earlier on time. And then we've talked about on the show already today, there are certain circumstances that just simply prevent that. Traffic, getting families ready to go, emergencies that happen. So, you know, this show has not been, Debbie, about making anybody feel inferior or anything like that. If they tend to be a little bit late, like we all are at some points, but I love that saying. It takes the same effort to be early as it does to be late, Christy shared with us.
I totally agree. I think that is wonderful. I wrote that down, Christy. Thank you so very much. And I'm kind of representing those folks that show up late because I that was my kind of the way I conducted myself for many, many years. And I mean, I tried to be a good person. I did the right things. I performed well at work, but I was a bit late, chronically late. And now I'm really early and I love it. Christy, awesome. Any final words?
No, just thank y'all for being there, and I've learned a lot from listening today. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Christy. Well, that's what you always say, Debbie. What you're saying at the start of the show, we've come away a little bit better.
A little bit changed, a little bit closer to God.
A little mm-hmm. bit changed, a little bit closer to God. Mm-hmm. And that has been the case, hopefully, for all of us today. I want to get real quickly to a YouTube comment from Katie May 15 on YouTube. It says, Katie May would rather be early. She says, my daddy always said, early is on time is late, and late, just forget it.
Just forget it. Yeah. Well, good. I have to tell you something really quickly because I don't think we're going to get to any more calls. So please, Tony and Rosalie and John and Rose and the others, you guys are awesome. Call back tomorrow. Matt knows to put you at the front of the line. Please be thinking about it. Maybe it'll just help you have more time to share your story. So you guys are awesome. Some of you waited, you know, three quarters of the show, but you'll be first tomorrow. I just want to say, Jerry, we were running late for Mass a couple weeks ago, and I said to Marty, let's not do this, let's not show up right on time, and we went to a different Mass, and it turned out to be very providential. I'll share that tomorrow.
Okay, and we will share Marianne's email tomorrow as well. You can also email your thoughts, take2@ewtn.com. So if you got anything out of today's broadcast, tomorrow will be a part two of Would You Rather Be Slightly Late or Super Early. Thanks again to the show team. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you, Take Two family. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us.